Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting second. The second baseman, Ken Aspromonte. Batting third. The right fielder, Harvey Keene. Batting fourth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Wynn Hawkins. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Wynn Hawkins. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Neil Chrisley. Batting third. The left fielder, Charlie Maxwell. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Kaline. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Norm Cash. Batting sixth. The catcher, Red Wilson. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Frank Bowling. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chico Fernandez. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Mossy. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Don Mossy. And now, play ball. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Chrisley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Aspromonte. The throw from Wilson and he is safe. Aspromonte steals second. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene strikes out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Francona. Yost reaches second base with a double. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley takes first base on ball four. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Yost moves to third. Chrisley moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held fields it and throws to second for the out. Yost scores. Chrisley moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Tigers. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash strikes out. The throw from Romano to pick off Chrisley, and they've got Chrisley picked off. The throw back to Romano and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona strikes out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. the Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Keane settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wynn Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of K-line. Hawkins reaches second base with a double. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 1 in the game. Pearsall hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into right field. Chris Lee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harvey Keane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keane is 0 for 1 in the game. Keane hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Mossy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mossy strikes out. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Chrisley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Maxwell hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Tigers. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Kaline takes first base on ball 4. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0 for 1 in the game. Cash hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0 for 1 in the game. Power hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 1 in the game. Francona hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 1 in the game. Held takes first base on ball 4. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Held moves to second. When Hawkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hawkins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hawkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it and throws to second for the out. Held moves to third. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearsall bunts towards the mound. Mossy fields it and throws to first for the out. Held scores. Hawkins moves to second. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aspromonte takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bruce now pitching. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. Bowling takes first base on ball 4. Wilson moves to second. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 0-for-1 in the game. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hawkins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Wilson moves to third. Bowling moves to second. Sandy Amoros pinch hits for Bob Bruce. Sandy Amoros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Amoros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Wilson scores. Bowling moves to third. Two outs. It's 5-4, Indians. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Yost hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bowling scores. It's Indians, 5, Tigers, 5. Dick Stigman now pitching. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chrisley hits a line drive into right field. Keene picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Keene. Yost moves to third. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Maxwell hits a fly ball into right field. Keene settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Semprock now pitching. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-2 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Semprock fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 0-for-2 in the game. Cash hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Tigers. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bowling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maxwell. Phillips reaches second base with a double. John Powers pinch hits for Dick Stigman. John Powers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Powers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Phillips moves to third. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pearsall hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. John Briggs now pitching. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Semprock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semprock bunts between the mound and first base. Briggs scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Semprock for the out. Fernandez moves to second. One out. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Neil Chrisley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chrisley is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Chrisley hits a pop-up towards short. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Charlie Maxwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maxwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Maxwell hits a fly ball into center field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Aspromonte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aspromonte is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Aspromonte hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harvey Keene is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keene is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keene hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fernandez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-3 in the game. Romano hits a line drive towards third. Yost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Kaline is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaline is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Kaline hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Norm Cash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cash is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cash strikes out. Two outs. Red Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Maxwell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Frank Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chico Fernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fernandez is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Fernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Aspromonte scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Semprock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Semprock is 0 for 0 in the game. Semprock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Indians 5. The Indians will come to bat. Walt Bond pinch hits for Bubba Phillips. Walt Bond is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bond hits a fly ball into center field. Kaline settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hale pinch hits for John Briggs. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carroll Hardy pinch runs for Bob Hale. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Yost fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.